As we conclude our series of shiurim on Erev Tavshilin, there are a number of halachas that I would like to still review, even if we won't necessarily have the time to go into the lumdus of each of these halachas. It's important to mention these halachas for the very important in knowing Hilchas Erev Tavshilin. So as we've been discussing, when Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, we make an Erev Tavshilin, and by making an Erev Tavshilin, we now could prepare for Shabbos. When we say that we could prepare for Shabbos, it's not just that we're allowed to bake and cook on behalf of our Shabbos meals, but all malachas that we need for Suda Shabbos can be done based on the Erev. And therefore, one could wash the dishes on Friday afternoon, even though normally, if Yontif, on the second day of Yontif, you can't wash your dishes in the afternoon because at night it's not Yontif. You don't need those dishes. And you can't wash your dishes from one day Yontif to the second day Yontif because, as we learned so many times in the Masechta, there's a concern for Achana. But here, because of the Erev Tavshilin, on Friday afternoon we could wash dishes for the Shuda Shabbos on Friday night. And in general, do all sorts of malachas, l'kavod Shabbos, setting the table. Again, normally on the first day Yontif, we can't set the table for the second day Yontif, or certainly we can't set the table for after Yontif. Here we could set the table l'kavod Shabbos. There's interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss regarding folding one's talus. We know that most people don't fold their talus on Shabbos and Yontif. And the question is, can one fold a talus on Erev Shabbos Yontif? There are actually a number of opinions. The Mishnah Brura opinion is that you can fold your talus on the first day, on the second, on Yontif, Erev Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. That's the opinion of Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Beis, Sif Kotten Yud Zayin, quoting the Elu Rabba. The Mishnah Brura there actually quotes the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that even if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you'd be allowed to make, you'd allowed to fold your talus. And then there's a third opinion that says that the Erev Tavshilin is only for food-related activities, eating activities, and folding the talus cannot be done even if you made an Erev Tavshilin. The same shaila comes up. Can you, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Yontif, can you prepare the Sefer Torah for the Kriyas HaTorah that you're going to need on Shabbos? Some say that if you made an Erev Tavshilin, it'll be effective. That's apparently the opinion of Mishnah Brura. Others say that you don't even need an Erev Tavshilin. And there are other, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and based on Hoyel, because let's say you wanted to read the Torah from that parasha today, you'd be allowed to. So that's why he doesn't even need an Erev Tavshilin. And then there's the opinion of the other Paiskim who say that the Erev Tavshilin is only effective for meal-related activities, and this is obviously not related to the meal. There's another very interesting question that comes up. We know that Ashkenazic Jews don't eat kidneys on Pesach. So in Eretz Yisrael, this question cannot come up in Chutz Laretz because Achron Shel Pesach can never be on a Friday. But Shvi'i Shel Pesach can be on a Friday. So what's the halacha if you have a Shvi'i Shel Pesach on Friday? So, and you're an Ashkenazic Jew, can you cook beans, can you cook kidneys, L'tzayrach Shabbos? You're going to eat only Pesach foods that Shabbos, because you're going straight from Yontif into Shabbos. There's no time to prepare chametz, but could you cook kidneys? It seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that you can't cook kidneys. Ashkenazic Jews who don't eat kidneys on Yontif don't eat kidneys under any circumstances, and they wouldn't be allowed to prepare kidneys under such circumstances. The question that, however, does come up is, can, if, and this come up for people in Chutz Laaretz as well, is we know that there are people that have a minig not to eat the brocks. The brocks means that they don't mix matzah and water. The most common food that has a mixture of matzah and water is obviously knelech, matzah balls. So these people don't eat the brocks the entire Pesach. On Achron Shel Pesach, most people that don't eat the brocks on Pesach eat the brocks on Achron Shel Pesach. So in a year where Achron Shel Pesach falls on a weekday, let's say Achron Shel Pesach is on a Tuesday, so Monday night, which is after Shvi Shel Pesach, after the Zman, they could prepare gebrocks if they want to cook, for example, the Kneiluch. But if Achron Shel Pesach falls on Shabbos, so on Friday night, you obviously can't cook the Kneiluch. So would you be allowed to cook the Kneiluch on Shvi Shel Pesach, even though you won't eat Kneiluch on Shvi Shel Pesach, because it's gebrocks, and during those days, you don't eat gebrocks. So you really have, at first glance, a very serious question, because this is a question of hachana. You're preparing on Shvi Shel Pesach for Achron Shel Pesach. It's not the special circumstance of Erev Tavshilin that we've been discussing. And how could you cook the Kneiluch on behalf of Achron Shel Pesach? However, most Paiskim are Mekel, Chazanish, Shabina Rav, are Mekel and allow in a year where Achron Shel Pesach falls on Shabbos for those people who don't eat gebrocks to cook Kneiluch on Shvi Shel Pesach in the afternoon. Because their opinion is that since gebrocks is only a minig, and certainly if somebody came to your home and wanted to have Kneidlich and needed, you would be allowed to serve them Kneidlich, and even if you don't want them to use your dishes, you would give it to them on disposable plates, and therefore we could allow you to cook. Therefore, the minig is that they do cook Kneidlich on Shvi Shel Pesach when Achron Shel Pesach is on Shabbos. Even though we're learning that you could cook and bake, and in our shul we're learning other activities based on Erev Tavshilin, however, Eruvei Chatzeiros and Eruvei Tchumim cannot be made based on an Erev Tavshilin. What happens if somebody didn't make an Erev Tavshilin and he doesn't have a Rav, he doesn't have someone else who made an Erev in a proper manner for everyone else? That means, as we've learned in our previous shiurim, now we're learning that just because people, when they make the Erev, say this nusach of Lanu L'chol Yisrael Hadarim Be'er HaZois, that doesn't make that Erev is effective for other people, unless that Erev you had somebody else be mezaka, take ownership for others, and if that wasn't done, or in general the Erev wasn't made for other people, or as we discussed in previous shiurim, based on our Gemara, that if someone is a poshea and he can't rely on the Erev of the Godly ear, and now he has no Erev Tavshilin, what is the halacha? So the halacha is, if he has not yet cooked his yont of the gemil, what he should do is, he should cook extra lekavod yontif, and what's left over, he'll eat lekavod Shabbos. Lechatchila, what you should do is that the extra food, should be put in the pot before the pot is put on the fire. Once the pot has been put on the fire, so there are two types of foods. There are foods that each food is a separate piece of food. Like, let's say you're broiling a steak. So each steak is a separate steak. So you can't put on extra steaks l'kavod Shabbos. However, if food is cooked in a pot, let's say you're making a cholent, so you just add more food into that pot, that but the average could be mekel. So again, lechatchila, if you haven't made an erev tavshilin, what you should do is put extra ingredients into the, put as much as you want into the pot, even though you know you're not going to need all that food letzorech yontif, and whatever's left over, you'll eat on Shabbos. But that is only a food that's all cooked in one pot. Food, however, that's cooked one piece at a time, like the example of steak or other foods, where each food, each piece of food is a separate food, there you're not allowed to cook extra pieces of food letzorech Shabbos. Specifically, if it's after you ate the Sudas Yontif. If you ate the Sudas Yontif, so not only so now you can't do any cooking because all of that cooking is obviously Letzorech Shabbos. If you did cook food without an Erev Tavshilin, it seems that you should not eat that food on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the food. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, not only can you not cook in your own home with your own food, but you can't even cook in other people's houses with their food. So what should you do? If you realized after the Sudas Yontif has already been eaten that you haven't left an Erev, what should you do? So the Gemara taught us that what you should do is makna kimcha l'acherim. You should give your food to other people and they should cook and bake on your behalf. If you're in a place where that isn't possible, so Chazal allowed you to cook and bake the minimum. One challah and one pot of food and light one candle to cover Shabbos. If you already have one challah and you just want to bake another challah for Lechem Mishnah, that is not permissible. Regarding lighting candles, there's a discussion in Tosfos if you need an Erev Tavshilin in order to be able to light candles, and therefore, lechatchila, you should not even light extra candles if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. Certainly, if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin and you're relying on this heter, only the minimum may be done. All the other malachas may not be done. What happens if a person forgot to make an Erev? And now it's Yontif. Yontif is Thursday, Friday. So besides for Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara teaches us, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday and make a Tanai. And you should say, if today is Yontif, because we know that in Chutz Laretz, we keep the 2 days Yontif because of Sveika de Yoyma, because we're not quite sure which day is Yontif. So on the first day Yontif, you put down the Erev, you make an Erev, and you say the following tonight. If today is indeed Yontif, so then tomorrow, Friday, is not Yontif, and there's no need for an Erev Tavshilin at all. If, on the other hand, today is not Yontif, and tomorrow, Friday, is the real day Yontif, so today is not Yontif, so I'm allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin. And that's how you make the Erev Tavshilin on the first day. The Paiskim say that when you're making an Erev under such circumstances, you should not make a bracha. This is the opinion of most Rishonim. However, the Rambam, even though our Gemara discusses the Tanai, the Rambam does not agree that the Tanai would help Bizman Hazeh. Because the Rambam says, and this goes back to Gemara we learned earlier in our Masechta. The Rambam says that when does the Gemara say that this Tanai is effective? We're indeed in the time of Chazal, where, as we learned in the Gemara, they declared Rosh Chodesh based on the Edom coming to say they saw the new moon, and Beis Din declaring Rosh Chodesh, and they, people who lived far away from Yerushalayim, where Rosh Chodesh was declared, did not actually know when Yontif really fell. And that's why they kept 2 days Yontif, because of Sveika de Yoyma. But nowadays, when we, of course, know when Yom Tov really is, and as the Gemara explained, the only reason we keep in Chutz Loretz 2 days Yom Tov is because Mesoros Avoseinu B'Yadeinu, we keep the minig of our forefathers. So says the Rambam, you can't make that Tanai. How could you make a Tanai on the first day Yom Tov say, I'm making the Erev today because today may not be Yom Tov and tomorrow is Yom Tov, when you know for sure that today is really Yom Tov? We know exactly the setup of the calendar. And that's why the Rambam says that the Gemara that suggested this whole procedure of the Tanai doesn't apply the Zman Hazeh. As I said, Parshat Shana the Gemara, and the way most Rishonim Paskin is not like the Rambam. However, I did see from the Kaf HaChaim that the Kaf HaChaim says that in a situation where somebody realizes on the first day Yom Tov that he did not make an Erev, and now he has one of two options. Should he make the Tanai, or should he rely on the Erev of the Galoi Ir? So he says, given that there are so many complications involved with making this Tanai, combined with the fact that the Rambam doesn't subscribe at all to the concept of this Tanai Bezman Hazeh, he says it's preferable to rely on the Erev of the Godlo Ir than to make an Erev with a Tanai. If you have somebody from Eretz Yisrael who's spending Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz and he's going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he only has to keep 1 day Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov falls on Thursday, he could cook on Friday, Erev Shabbos, even though it's for us here in Chutz Laretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, he could cook even if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. If somebody's not eating, somebody's fasting in Yom Tov, there's an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Chav Chav Zayin Sif Chav, that such a person cannot cook or bake on behalf of people because there's no heter v'ichel nefesh, given that he's not eating. But there are paiskim that are makel, especially if a woman, for example, is fasting, but the rest of her family is eating, she could cook and bake on behalf of the rest of the family, even though she herself is not eating. The Gemara, as we conclude our shiurim on the Sechta, on this halacha of Erev Tavshilin, we go back to the pasuk that was quoted at the beginning of our perek, where Nehemiah says to the Klal Yisrael, "L'chu ichlu ma'ashmanim, v'shesu ma'amtakim, v'shilchu monois le'nochen loy, ki kodosh hayoyim adineinu, v'atiatzu, ki chedves Hashem him uschem." And the Gemara, as we recall, went through every line of that, every word of that pasuk, in trying to explain it. And the Gemara asks, what does le'nochen loy? What does it mean, send gifts le'nochen loy? So Amrav Chizda, the Gemara said, l'mi shleinich erev tavshilin. Send gifts, send food to someone who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, who, as we're learning in our shurim, can't cook his own food, so send him food because he doesn't have an Erev Tavshilin. So I saw that the Chasam Sofer asks, if that's what the Pasuk means, so why does the Pasuk use the words Le'ein Nochan Loi? The Pasuk should have used the words Le'ein Muchan Loi, to someone who doesn't have food prepared. Why does the Pasuk use the words Le'ein Nochan Loi? So Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. He says, we know that this pasuk that we're reading in Nehemiah was said by Ezra as Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael. And there were people who were not observant and they didn't accept Chazal's takonas. And they didn't accept the takona of Erev Tavshilin. So when Yom Tov fell on Friday, they didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. They weren't accepting the words of Chazal. But as they came to Eretz Yisrael and heard the words of Ezra and Nehemiah and gave them Chizik, they realized that what we have an obligation to do is to, of course, follow the words of Chazal, the Torah Shabbat. So that's what the pasuk means to say. Shilchu manos le'nachon loy. Yesterday the person was ein nachon. Yesterday the person didn't find the words of Chazal correct. And now, he, Baruch Hashem, comes to the recognition that, of course, we are obligated to follow the words of Chazal. So, the Navi tells the rest of Klal Yisrael, Shilchu manos, send gifts, send food to such a person who came to recognition of the importance of the Dibrei Chazal, who came to the recognition of the importance of this mitzvah that we discussed at great length, the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that we should always be able to be mechabed Yom Tov and be mechabed Shabbos.